let's just talk about this Brandy Caroline thing that I know nothing about, except that I did text Caroline to say, like, I'm really sorry that you went through that. I don't know Caroline that well. I've met her. I just like her. I like her vibe. I like that she left. She's one of the, I told you there were fewer than five ever that have left. They all are allowed to say in their own way that they've chosen to not go back, and the wording is approved by Bravo, but Caroline left on her own. So we had a conversation about whether she'd ever go back, and I had a feeling she might do something. And so she goes back, goes to Morocco, interesting place to go, interesting trip, gonna sure to be crazy. And we hear that allegedly, and I don't know Brandy, I think I've met Brandy once. I enjoy her sometimes. I, you know, in the lands of the swamp, she's done great. Like, what is she, you know, she's polarizing, and it's hard, you know, she just says what she feels and whatever. So no problem with Brandy, and well, who am I to judge any of these people? And I really don't. Like, give them what they want. It's not easy to be in that cesspool. Pay them what they want. So apparently she touched Caroline's vagina and tried to make out with her a couple of times. And so they're in this country where you have to observe their cultures and customs and respect another country. It's not our country. And you also don't want the reputation for being animals in other countries. It was embarrassing enough, Scary Island, and that they were embarrassed that we called St. John Scary. I didn't call it that, but the producers did, that Kelly, I think, first called it Scary Island, and that, like, they're being called Scary Island. Like, there is something risky about having these shows filmed in your country, your region, your municipality, your city, your state, your town, whatever, your province, sent home immediately. And that sounds just traumatic and embarrassing and stressful. And, you know, Caroline's a woman of a certain age, and, like, what the hell is she doing at that level? And I heard that Alex, who I know, was supporting her, and Alex, who may not have been the best housewife, the most entertaining housewife back then, probably because she's a good, nice person. I mean, she always seemed pretty sound and sage and kind and quote unquote normal, despite her and her husband's wacky, you know, relationship and antics on television. But, like, she was there to support Caroline, and that's really nice. But it brings us to the bigger conversation. Like, what the fuck overall? Like, what the fuck? It's rewarded and celebrated. This podcast, Rewives, has been criticized because I trashed the Housewives as if it was like I trashed Gandhi, the Dalai Lama, and Mother Teresa. Like I said, and I didn't trash. I said it wasn't a place I wanted to be. It's a place that I left for these reasons. You get asked. You don't just walk out and no one asks you. So someone asks you, what am I going to say? What am I, because I don't like the name? Like, because I don't like the word Bravo? Like, I left because I didn't want to be part of it. And then I didn't participate in the Housewives book, which was a whole thing because I think I'm better than it. So then I do this podcast, which, as you've heard and you've listened, we're not trashing anybody. We are talking about issues in our lives that go on through these shows. Like, we're basically just breaking down a show, but we get to so many other interesting topics. We're not saying, like, oh, this person's a piece of shit or that person. It's just so stupid to talk about salacious dumb shit. Ooh, a table was flipped. That's so interesting to talk about it for an hour. No, we're talking about dynamics between women and men and all of this. But, like, let's just talk about the fact that there's a woman going to jail for 6 years for defrauding people. There's another woman whose husband could go to jail for the rest of his life, and she was implicated because he was stealing money. The concept of all of it together, talking about how much it costs to get ready a month, plus then add that in with a husband who's stealing, and then you see the house and it's like hasn't been updated for 1,000 years because everybody's fronting and stunting, which is also gross. And then somebody falls off a wagon and it's like sort of celebrated and entertained, and somebody's cheating on their husband and it's like digging to the depths of the earth to find out if it's true or not. And people broke into the White House, threw a prosthetic leg on a dance floor. Like, it never ends. And so, yeah, I left and I have this show, and I left and I wanted to leave, and I'm not there and I don't go back because this is like crazy now. It's like, and it's just sort of these antics that people laugh about on blogs and on social media. And, like, it's really nasty shit. Like, I know that it didn't start out. Go back and watch season one of Real Housewives of New York. Do me a favor. It did not start out like that. And season two, I'm up here, you're down here, was like the biggest thing that ever happened. It was like rock the nation. It was literally me at a table with someone saying to me that they were above me, like two cheerleaders in high school. It wasn't like crazy stealing fraud, you know, insanity. It's just disgusting. So if someone did violate someone else's body on a trip in another country, it's completely vile and disgusting. I don't know Brandy. I know Caroline, and I don't know what Brandy's going through, and I wasn't there. I just know that, like, if anyone assaults anyone else on a trip in another country, I'd be like, I'm embarrassed in front of my child. Like, what the fuck is going on, and where's the line? Like, let's just... And I'm not holier than thou. And this podcast is not holier than thou. But you watch. We're not trashing. We're trying to get to the bottom of what the fuck is going on with women, with society, what's going on. And it's not better than, and I will and have made mistakes. And I've said things. I've called someone a name that I will regret forever because it's not who I am. But where is the line between decency and being a fucking animal? And just rewarding and celebrating it. And years ago, somebody recorded Andy Cohen on his show. Recorded it, and he found out. And, like, I said to him, you know, you reward bad behavior. Like, this is the place that rewards bad behavior. It doesn't matter. I don't remember, and I don't know Phaedra either. She's been very lovely. She was nice. I met her once. But I think something happened with her on one of the shows. She said something about candy that wasn't true. And now I'm hearing she's performing wonderfully and so celebrated. So it doesn't fucking matter what you did on that show. It doesn't matter if you stole, lied, cheated, fucked, sucked, connived. Nothing really matters. It's celebrated and rewarded. You just got to take a break and you come back. It just, I don't understand. In no other area do I know where, like, bad behavior is rewarded and celebrated and, like, makes the world go around and ratings. And you know what I haven't said is it's us. I don't consume it. I don't watch it. And I'm not being holier than thou either. I just don't. I watch it for rewives. I watch old iconic episodes for rewives. I'm not, like, in the cycle of it. And it's escapism for people, and really famous, really accomplished people watch, and good for Bravo and good for them. But I guess there's got to be a line on what's celebrated and on us. It's about us and our kids and what we deem important and entertaining. And it's really hard. It's hard to tell your kids what to watch, what not to watch, what to filter, what not to filter. It's all a sea of swamp that seems right. I'm sitting here talking about shit that doesn't even affect my own life. And like it's real. We are voyeurs. And we love to, like, talk about other people's stuff. If everybody analyzed everything you've ever said to your spouse at every dinner, every event, Jesus. You haven't, like, given a side eye to your person, or, you know, someone's bored, an event doesn't want to go, and you're fucking grinding to the ground to go out every goddamn night and keep your life together in a blended 5-kids, 7-person family? The fuck? So, anyway, I thought that sparked something for me. Like, what the hell? It comes up a lot in negotiations and what the housewives are paid. So picture this. You're a woman of a certain age. You used to be married to someone very famous, an actor like a Kelsey Grammer, or you used to be married to someone in the Morgan family, or you used to be married to a count, or you're just a woman who's extremely wealthy and getting older and kind of just wants something fun and adventurous to do, a little excitement, maybe a little fame, maybe a little gleam, maybe a little sizzle. Or you're somebody who really just, you know, needs to pay your bills, wants to, you know, has a big nut and you want to find a way to pay your bills. Or like when Lisa Rinna went on, she said she took everything because she had some financial stresses and wanted to reinvent and elevate. And she definitely did create a new lucrative career out of it. She was selling on QVC and product lines and all this stuff, and different people are on the show for different reasons. And you really can't, you could blame housewives for their behavior, but in order to be successful in this franchise, you have to keep raising the stakes. You can't fly under the radar. You can't, in this current climate, you can't Alex McCord, Jacqueline Larita, Kristen Takeman your way through this. You can't just be like a kind, nice, good person that's connective tissue in this situation. You have to be a Teresa Teflon Giudice to weather the storm, a Nene type, like a Sheree type, like, you know, these women, Candy's fucking tough as nails, you know. And also, you're coming in new. What are you bringing to the table? You either have to, you know, wear Fendi letters and G's and C's tattooed all over your body so the rich dripping is so elaborate, or the house porn, you're living in a house you can't even afford because you've got to fake it till you make it, or you have to do something fucking crazy because that's what sells. So I can say each woman has to be responsible for their own actions, and it's true. but something about the spicy sauce and the alcohol mixed in these situations. And it's almost impossible not to drink because your adrenaline gets running and you think you're thirsty and you're drinking alcohol and it seems like a good idea and it calms your nerves. And I told you that people are on anti-anxiety meds that do these shows. A lot of them are. And, you know, the wheels come off and you just start flying. And you think things are a good idea and you say things because you're supposed to. We all think crazy things every day. You've said 20 things today that you probably couldn't say out loud. You've thought 100 things today you probably couldn't think out loud. And on reality television, it's you're supposed to kind of just say that shit and be unfiltered. Be yourself. Just go on and be yourself. Then you be yourself, which may not be perfect, and then you get punished for it. Be yourself. Punch somebody in the face. Whatever it is. So there's a line that's very difficult to ride. You're using your inside voice. And it's like, then you get in trouble for it. You do things. There's no way that in real life Aviva would throw a leg, that Teresa would flip a table, that somebody would pull someone else's hair extension. So the antics and the crazy outlandish actions and moves and words that people have to create and produce to keep up with something that's been going for years now, and the drama keeps escalating. And, you know, if you didn't defraud 100 people, you're probably not going to stay on the show. It's crazy. Most people don't just survive on the show by just being normal and like somebody really pleasant to be around. So it's don't hate the player, hate the game, because the game celebrates this debauchery and the game celebrates scandal and conflict and dueling and cheating and falling off the wagon and all and uncovering and gotcha, finding out something about somebody that they would never want anyone to know. That is gold, revealing a big secret or skeleton. That is platinum. So when I say now, in retrospect, in thinking about it, and also I was only on 3 seasons and then off and then on again for maybe 4 or 5. I mean, it's not for during the whole thing. It's been over 15 years. It's not that much, maybe half. It's a different game now. And when someone asks me about the money, I think, like, give them whatever they want. But I also don't always blame. I mean, it's the powers that be, their responsibility to control what goes on in their environment, in their culture, in their corporation. Like, this is their corporation. This is their culture. This is their workplace. And what goes on is unacceptable. That is a fact. But these women don't have to work there. And when you sign up for this, you know what you're signing up for. You know what you're signing up for. You at this stage of the game, you know what you're signing up for. And the taste of fame just has to be worth it. You're going to take a beating, but it's like feeling like shit on a hangover or probably after doing drugs. You want that high again. So you don't mind how shitty you're going to feel when it's going bad, when it's crashing, because it will crash. But you want that high again. And that's the roller coaster that happens. And that's these people that get degraded and fired and they say they'll never do it again. Dorinda used to say, when I leave, I'm walking out. I'm never walking back in. I will never look back. I will never want to do it again. She's had that pipe and she wants another hit. It's just doesn't matter. And everybody says the same stuff. I've heard everybody from Kyle to Jill to Lisa Vanderpump. Everybody says they're leaving. They're not doing it. This is really the time. Their friends must be like, I roll, because they all say it. Everybody's said it. But they're not going to do it because they like the hit. And they're there because they want to be there. And so they should be paid well, because it's not easy what they're doing. But as grown women who are being exploited, they themselves have to know whether they, what the price is for themselves to exploit themselves. You know, Kyle and Mauricio, it's doing very well for their business. The agency hats are on every piece of merchandise. So that's, you know, that's and the fame. She's beautiful and she has a platform, and so does Mauricio. Everybody has it for a different reason. Everybody's doing it for a different reason. And listen, you see these crazy stories and there's a whole line of women knocking on that door to come in. So you can blame the institution, but you got to also, the women have to take accountability on their own for why they're there. Everybody knows what they signed up for. Everybody knows when they sit down and watch What Happens Live, what you're signing up for, how many clickbait things you're going to be asked and said. And it's the nature of the beast. Don't hate the player, hate the game, or don't hate anybody and just watch. But just know,